Welcome to the Divine Feminine CEO. I'm your host, Rachel Lowenhertz, and this podcast is your portal into yourself, your place in the world, and how you desire to show up as you. This is a place for you to be sovereign, to make change, to master your destiny, and create a life that's crazy aligned with who you're meant to be. But who is that? And how do you manifest her? Enter, my love, and discover. Hello, my love. Welcome back. I'm so happy you're here joining me for one of my favorite topics because this week we are getting ready for the winter solstice, the darkest day of the year. The longest night of the year. It's one of those inflection points, the seasonal shifts that serve as opportunities for us to reflect and rebalance and redirect our life force. And this is so important if we want to thrive and feel strong and really not burn out at what we're trying to create. So I'm sitting here today. It's a cold, well, not quite winter, but it's a cold fall day in Austin, and I have my tea, my loose leaf tea. I've been drinking lots of fertility teas lately because I'm gearing up to do another round of IVF, and it's been really interesting because through this process, I've become very, very connected to my womb in ways that I haven't been in the past, even though I've been on my motherhood journey for more than 7 years now. But if you're someone who has been through in vitro fertilization or any sort of fertility and you track your cycles, you'll know that our womb spaces, they reflect pretty much everything about the natural world and sustainable living, which is so interesting to me. But basically, and the reason I'm bringing this in for winter solstice is that winter solstice is all about release. So it's Tuesday the 14th right now. Winter solstice is on Saturday the 18th, so 4 days away. And if you didn't attend last week's year-end reflection ritual, go sign up and get the recording because it's all about getting ready to release with the solstice. And there's a little bit of prep work that we can do around this. So you can go to uncorporette.com/reflection-ritual, sign up, and I'll send you the recording. Because last week I took an amazing group of women through this ritual, which is all about looking back on the year, reflecting on everything that you have done, everything that you have achieved, the ways that you've grown, who you've become, because we often don't slow down to celebrate that. And when we don't witness that, when we don't celebrate that, we never feel like we're enough. And that's one of the biggest shadows that all women work with today is feelings of scarcity, feelings of not enoughness. And if we don't feel like we're enough inside, well, really nothing will fill us up. So we reflected, we celebrated everything that we've done, the ways that we've grown, because then it's time to look at what we're ready to release. So December's really a time of completion. Now, once we hit the winter solstice, we move into the deep rest of the year. So that last 2 weeks of the year until the first new moon, so this year it's December 18th to January 2nd, that is like the space between worlds. It's this time of deep rest. So really everything energetically for this calendar year is wrapped up or released by this Saturday, the 18th. So please go get the reflection ritual and work through the inquiries in there because a key piece of that is basically deciding what you don't want to take into 2022. And this is important, and this is where it all comes back to the womb. Now, the womb is interesting because If you've studied chakras at all or lots of different energy systems, many of them connect to the womb. It's the center of creation, the sacral chakra. This is where creative fire comes from. Passion, drive, this all comes from the womb center. So whether you are creating a baby or a project or a business, it all comes from the same place. Now here's what's really, really interesting. When you work with your fertility, you start to learn about the ways in which your menstrual cycle, your period, it's like a scorecard for the health of your body. Or not just health, but kind of what's going on in your body energetically. Now, for implantation to happen, for an embryo to actually plant itself in your uterus, you need a really healthy lining. In order to create that healthy lining, you have to fully shed the lining from the previous month. You have to fully shed it. And so if you're someone who suffers from a condition like endometriosis, you might struggle with fully shedding that lining. That is all about release. When you look at your fertility, when you don't fully shed your lining in one cycle, you can't create a super healthy lining the next cycle. So we start to see when we look at the natural world that we really can't escape from these cycles of creation and release. And when release doesn't happen, creation can't occur. So another way to think about this is as maybe your office, or think about a room in your house that's really cluttered right now, or that has been in the past. I'll give you an example. My son loves to put toys all over his playroom. And he hates to clean them up. He always says, "Mommy, I'm using all of this." And yeah, he just struggles to let go. He's not actually using all of it. But we have a rule. Every Sunday, we fully clean up the playroom. And you know what happens the moment it's fully clean? He pulls out a toy he hasn't played with in like 2 weeks or a month. Suddenly, he can see what he has. He can think creatively in a new way. And instead of saying, "Oh, well, I'm going to play with that magnetile castle that I built this week that I've been playing with," instead, he sees a dragon and he says, "Ooh, I'm going to make a dragon cave." Completely different idea. But before we cleaned up the playroom, there was no space for that ingenuity, for that creation to come in. There wasn't any room. We had to make the room. Energetically speaking, it's very interesting. When you clean your house, if you get rid of things that you're not using, often you end up attracting financial abundance, which seems unrelated, right? But if you believe that everything is energy, all you have to do is move the energy and it creates a flow. Just like your menstrual cycle, just like the year. If you look at the plants outside your window, many of them have shed their leaves. Well, do you think they could grow beautiful, fresh leaves in the spring if they hadn't shed? No. Those leaves would get old. The birds would chew on them. They would have caterpillar holes. And over the years, that tree probably wouldn't look very good. So some of our trees shed their leaves so they can start fresh in the spring. A new creation. The other reason that we release is to rest. To rest. Because if we are always thinking about the outstanding to-dos, the things we didn't accomplish, maybe things that aren't really important to us anymore, our subconscious mind still processes that. It still runs that information. So how are we supposed to drop into deep rest ever if we don't consciously release that? And I don't know about you, but you know, 2021, COVID, there's a lot from this year that I do not want to bring into 2022. There's a lot that I do want to bring in. And that's part of the work that we did during the reflection ritual. It's celebrating who you've become, what you've done, and the wisdom that you do desire to weave in. But there's a lot of beauty in creating the space to consciously release, to say, I choose to not bring this into next year. So let me give you an example. This year, we had some financial distress that came up unexpectedly out of nowhere. And this fall, we've made a lot of changes that have really transformed our lives for the better in so many ways. So what I am choosing to bring into the year ahead is the wisdom around my relationship to money, which has changed for the better in some very significant ways. But what I am not choosing to bring in with me are the old patterns that created this situation in the first place. I am consciously choosing to release those patterns without any guilt, without any judgment, just a simple witnessing, hey, this is something that I'm now aware of. And I am choosing to release that. So as I move into the dark of the year, I can take all of the good stuff and I can release the bad stuff. It's interesting because in the Jewish tradition, one of our big holidays is called Yom Kippur. It's the Day of Atonement. It's basically where you go around and you apologize to everyone. But the point is that after that day, you're done. I mean, yes, of course, we apologize throughout the year, but there's no guilt that comes forward after that day. It's a release. It's a cleansing. So winter solstice is a beautiful time to create some ritual around that release. So again, please go to uncorporate.com/reflection-ritual and you can watch that. Watch the ritual to basically do this introspection to figure out what you're bringing forward, what you want to release, and then you can go out and do some ritual around it. So one of my favorite rituals that everyone loved from last year's reflection ritual, it's very simple. You can take your release list that you've created and you can burn it. You can cast it into the fire and you can watch those shadows, those patterns, whatever it is, those experiences, watch them be catalyzed into what you do desire for the year. It's very, very satisfying. You can actually do this every month with the new moon. But it's a tangible way of energizing your intention. When you make that release list, you set an intention around what you're going to release. When you bring in an element like fire, you energize that intention with something tangible, which grounds it on the physical plane. It grounds it into a different level. And from a scientific standpoint, your brain and your body understands it in a different way when you do something physical with it. You bring in other parts of your brain when you physically pick up the paper. Your eyes process the fire. They see it burning. So you internalize that transmutation. You internalize that alchemy in a totally different way when you see it and you feel it. It's like the difference between reading about a slice of cheesecake and tasting the cheesecake. When you burn what you're going to release, it's like tasting the cheesecake. You're metabolizing it in a totally different way. Now, there are some other ways to move through release as well. And I've used all of these personally. One of my favorite ones, especially if you feel like, yes, you did the work with the reflection ritual, but you just feel like there are emotions and feelings and energetic things that you can't even put your finger on living inside, you don't want to take those into the new year either. So there's an energetic practice that I love. It's a little bit intense. It's called Osho Dynamic Meditation. And if you look it up online, you can find it. It's free. I think Apple Music has the music that goes with it. But essentially, it's a moving meditation where you kind of take your body through different emotional states where you're building energy in the first state and then you are releasing it like crazy anger, like going kind of crazy, and then you're jumping and that sort of cleanses it from your body in another way, and then you drop into stillness and that's sort of the meditative part, and then you end with sort of a joyful dancing celebration, and you do this all blindfolded. So it's all without judgment, and the mantra that goes along with this meditation is I am a witness. You are just witnessing whatever wants to move out of your body. Now let's be honest here. How often do you really give yourself the opportunity to kick and scream and yell like a two-year-old? Honestly, until I did this meditation, I probably hadn't done that since I was a two-year-old. Because societally, it's not acceptable. We don't create containers for these strong emotions. And as a result, they find ways to come out that aren't always what we would wish for. They come out sideways, as my mentor, Christina Rylo, says. So we create containers, and that container can be a list. It can be a fire ritual. It can be a meditation. It could be dance if you want to go to a dance class and do it that way. But the idea is that you're consciously connecting to whatever is inside and releasing it. Now, I remember the first time I experienced this meditation was a couple months after I lost my daughter, Rebecca, at 16 weeks pregnant. And yeah, I had a lot of anger at that point, but I was really having trouble pulling it out. I wasn't really feeling it. And I remember I could just feel in the pit of my stomach that there was something there. There was something there that didn't feel good. I wasn't entirely sure what it was. And when I did this meditation, the way I described it, it was as if somebody took a scrub brush and scrubbed out my insides. And that emotion, it moved. It wasn't there anymore. So I had moved it. I created a container for it and I released it. And then I didn't have to carry it with me anymore. Now, you can do these practices at any time. You can do them monthly. You can do them daily if you need to. But as we move into the winter solstice energetically, this is a very potent time. So doing these release practices now, or even on Saturday, on the winter solstice itself, it kind of supercharges them. So on Saturday, maybe create some space. It can be 10 minutes, it could be 2 hours, to do some release work. You could stretch, do some yoga stretching, literally physically release your body. You could burn your release list from the reflection ritual. You can try out the Osho Dynamic Meditation if you're feeling like you need to move some stronger emotions. These are all practices that are available to you. But the important thing to remember is that even if you don't engage in a practice or a ritual, we set the intention of release. And this is the time. So this is the week. If there's something that you feel like you need to finish before the end of the year, this is the week to do it. Let everything else go. Let everything else go. Do the release work this week so that you can move into the time, the dark between worlds, between the solstice on the 18th and the new moon on January 2nd, and so that you can really be in that deep, deep rest. We don't always have to be doing, and you may have noticed that the podcast episodes have been shorter this month, and that's intentional. That's very intentional because I want you slowing down. I want you creating spaciousness, and I'm doing the same thing in my life. So this is how we approach December as wise women. We consciously complete. We celebrate what we've done and who we've become, and we really, really honor that in ourselves because often other people don't, and that's okay. That's not their job. We have to honor that in ourselves. And once we do, we can release what's no longer serving us. We can thank it for its service, Marie Kondo style. Thank it for its service and then joyfully release. Because once we release, we can rest. It's like the uterus, the womb. Sometimes we cramp before that lining is shed. It's not always an easy process. The process of release can be painful, especially if we haven't moved energy there before. You may have experienced this before your period or during. But once we release, once that lining is shed, there's a sense of emptiness and potential and peace. And as we move into January, I will be leading a group of women through the January visioning process. This is the process that I have used to get the inspiration to start my business, to pivot my business. It's incredibly powerful because January is what the indigenous traditions call the Kiva time or the dreaming time. It's not a month of doing, in contrast to what our society likes to think. January 1st is not the real start of the year. Chinese New Year, Lunar New Year is not even until the first week in February, second week in February. So there is so much spaciousness the next month and a half. So much spaciousness. And to create that space for creative inspiration to drop in, we have to clean house. We have to release, and that is what winter solstice is all about. It is the most potent time in the year to release so that we can simply be open. So that come January, those seeds that want to get planted for the year can begin to drop in naturally, on their own, without efforting. Not everything has to be hard, my love. It is okay to release, because if we never release, we never have space for the new. Our womb tells us this every month. We don't always listen, but she's there. She has that body wisdom for us. So create that space for yourself on winter solstice. And if you're already getting excited about living your 2022 in alignment with the earth as a wise woman who is really stepping into her feminine power, not abandoning her masculine power, but harmonizing it, finding the balance between the two, join me for the January visioning. It's uncorporate.com/visioning, and you can sign up, and it's going to be an easy process. It's going to be a small group, but very, very powerful and potent. And as we weave into the new year, I'm going to begin to talk more about my Divine Feminine CEO program, which is opening up in the spring. And the reason I'm beginning to talk about this early, quite a bit early, is that I'm only opening it once next year. And the reason for that is I've chosen to run it as a closed container. I'm only going to welcome 13 women into this container. And the reason for that is we are going to do deep work, both around enlivening the restoration in our life, creating structures that make it sustainable for us to live, so that these women who desire to start businesses or who desire to pivot their businesses so that they feel more joyfully in alignment actually have fuel for their fire, can actually find the vitality to build a business. Because as we know, particularly when you become a mother, you have many, many more demands upon your energy and upon your time. And so it becomes really, really important to treat yourself as a holistic person, not just as an entrepreneur. And I've seen many, many entrepreneurs struggle and give up because they get burned out. And typically that's because we're not checking in with ourselves through our intuition and through inquiry. We're not asking for what it is that we need to receive, and we're not structuring ourselves for success, because moms have to do it differently. So the reason I'm only welcoming 13 women is because I am giving you all my undivided attention. We will be having private retreats at my family's land in Dripping Springs, Texas. We will be creating lifelong friendships and business relationships. So this is really for women who not just want to start a business or pivot their business so that it feels more joyful and sustainable and successful. It's for women who really want to do this in the context of sisterhood with other smart, brilliant, ambitious women. When I have taken women through this process in the past, many of them have had extremely successful corporate careers, became mothers, and decided they needed to do things a different way. So this is not your typical business program. So I really urge you, if you're pinged on any level, to go over to uncorporate.com/divinefeminineceo. Because again, I'm only taking 13 women, so I'm sharing information about this early because I'm only opening this once next year. So I really encourage you to get on the wait list to find out more once we get closer to that process. But I am so excited about this group. It's going to be beautiful. And there's going to be 13 women. I can already feel it. And we're going to do some deep work together. And yes, we'll do business strategy too. I mean, that's like the bread and butter for my career, but it's not even the fun part, and it's not what makes or breaks a motherpreneur. Strategy might make or break you when you're 22, Not so when you have kids. You have the brains to execute the strategy, my love. I already know that about you. But you don't necessarily have the toolkit to do it in a way that is going to be energetically sustainable and successful for you. So that's really where we're going to focus, is on the marriage of the two. So maybe that goes on your release list for this week, is just getting on that wait list. Check it off, release, and then with winter solstice, move into the deep rest of the year. It's such a potent opportunity. And I'm so grateful that you're here, that you're engaging with these practices, because I want you to feel good. I want you to sleep well, and I want you to have everything you've ever dreamt of. But we have to do it in alignment with the earth and with what our bodies really need. So I am sending you all the love, all the blessings, and loads of extra energy to do this very potent release work. And if you have questions that arise while you're engaging with it, you can always email me, rachel@uncorporette.com. I can't wait to dream into the new year with you. And next week, we'll talk about how to really indulge in the deep rest of that space between worlds. So I hope you'll join me. Bye for now, love. Thanks for joining me on this journey to sanctity, sovereignty, and sustainability. You bring such joy to my soul, and I want to hear from you. You can tag me on Instagram at uncorporette or email me anytime at rachel@uncorporette.com. I love to hear from you, and I create for you, so please reach out. And finally, if this episode was meaningful for you, please leave me a review. This is how others will find the podcast. And as you know, it's my mission to activate the divine feminine CEOs I know will change the world. You're one of them, my love. So thanks for being here.